grant funding went to 30 recipients, including KPCW. Programs Director for the Community Foundation, Ollie Wilder, said that the recent grants are just a small part of what they do. He said last year they gave out a total of a little over $2 million. He explained where their funding comes from.
It comes from our unrestricted fundraising, and one of those places is the Community Pass Club, which is essentially ski and golf and entertainment pass where donors give a certain amount. They do get some benefits, but most of it is tax deductible, and that becomes unrestricted money, and that's what really allows us to budget for the community fund grants each year.
And we're able to increase the funding from last year, which is good news for 4 or 5 recipients.
Our official budget for it this year, like last year, was only $110,000. But this year we decided to invite some of our fund holders. People have donor-advised funds with Park City Community Foundation. We invited some of those fund holders to basically top up some of these grants. So we wish we could more fully fund some of the grants. This year we were able to do that for 4 or 5 of the grants that were requested. For example, Eats Park City, our fund would probably only have funded about $4,000 of their $10,000 request, but thank you to the Lewis Family Fund, we were able to top it right up to their full request of $10,000, and that goes to support cooking classes for kids to get better in touch with nutrition and better skills in the kitchen.
Also, 3 organizations got 3-year grants.
The grants committee said some of these organizations, let's take People's Health Clinic as an example. We know that need is going to continue, and it's going to save them time, and it's going to save our committee time if we just acknowledge that this is something we probably want to support for a little while. So they got a grant that's renewable over 3 years without a full application being submitted.
Wilder said the average grant was around $4,300. The individual grants range from $1,000 to $10,000. He said a couple of recipients got the maximum.
One was to Eats Park City, the other to Holy Cross Ministries for their early childhood program, Parents as Teachers, which is just so critical. I mean, you got to get the families and kids at that early age, 0 to 2 years old. We're so glad that Holy Cross Ministries is doing that and really proud to be able to support them in that.
Okay, so who got the high impact grant?
Well, I guess that's not so much a term we use. I mean, we hope they're all high impact grants.
Yeah.
The Women's Giving Fund grant earlier this year, $30,000 to Peace House, fell in that category.
Ollie Wilder from the Park City Community Foundation. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.